Don't just stand there, Damon. Give me a leg up.
Her apprentice grinned and leaned forward to make a stirrup with his hands. Taggart quickly pulled herself over the top of the barricade and clambered down the other side. Mother Donna followed, with Cord bringing up the rear. The three of them stood together a moment at the base of the barricade, staring into the west wing. It seemed darker on this side, as if light itself was afraid to encroach on this area. Taggart steeled herself and raised her hand. The sword of light formed in her hand, crackling and spitting, and the glowing shield appeared on her arm. The scintillating light of the balefire reflected brightly from the polished wood-paneled walls. Cord still had his mallet. He carried it loosely in one hand, as though the huge steel weapon was weightless. Mother Donna strode along between them, her hands empty, her face calm and determined. Cord looked at her thoughtfully from time to time when he thought she wasn't looking. They passed through a series of deserted corridors, and strange undercurrents hummed on the still air. They knew they were being watched, and that not too far ahead, something awful was waiting impatiently for them to come to it. Streaks of darkness cut across the floor, sometimes right in front of wall torches. Other shadows were too dark and subtly misshapen. Finally, Taggart rounded a corner and crossed the boundary into unreality. She stopped dead in her tracks. The other two stopped with her. The corridor was lit by a lurid crimson glow that came from everywhere and nowhere. A man was crawling along the wall. He was naked and covered with patchy black fur. Thorned vines hung down from his eye sockets, and maggots burrowed in his legs. Something long and flat with too many legs scuttled back and forth across the floor in frantic little dashes. The flagstones on the floor formed into distorted faces with mad eyes. And then they disappeared. And where the floor had been, there was only darkness that seemed to fall away forever. Fox heads on the walls drooled acid. Birds flew up by the vein-covered ceiling and turned into moths that dripped blood. Snow fell through the air and disappeared before it hit the floor, which had reappeared as crude wooden slats. Smoky flames flickered up between the slats. A man was weaving a web in a corner. His head was twisted so that he looked permanently backward.
Dear Lord, protect us now and in the hour of our need, and deliver us from the powers of darkness.
Cord took the opportunity of her distraction to silently indicate to Taggart that he wanted to talk to her. They fell back a few paces, out of earshot. Cord looked worriedly at Taggart.
How are we going to handle this? It's all I can do to stay here with her so close, and she's not even really using her power yet. And when she does, I'll be banished along with everything else that's unreal. And once I'm gone, I don't think I can come back again.
I'm sorry. I hadn't thought. Look, her range as a sanctuary is limited. As long as you stay at least 10 feet away, you should be safe enough.
She smiled at him fondly.
Why have you stayed with me so long, Damon? You know that as soon as there's a king on the throne, I'll have to use the stone to banish the unreal from the castle. You'll be gone. It'll be as though you never existed.
I won't really. I'm not real. I'm just an idea, a whim made flesh and blood by the strength of unreality. I came to you because you needed me so badly. But I'm also your friend, and that's why I've stayed. Just because I'm not real, it doesn't mean I don't have feelings.
They shared a smile. And if it was a sad smile, they both pretended not to notice.
You look after Mother Donna. I'll cover your back. From a distance.
Taggart nodded and walked forward to rejoin Mother Donna. The unreal had moved no closer during her absence, held back by the sanctuary's presence. Taggart even felt a little of her own unease fall away as she fell under Donna's calming influence again.
The focus for all this is a gateway not far from here. We have to shut it down while we still can. It's growing stronger all the time. Follow me and stay close. It's going to be a rough ride.
She walked unflinchingly forward into the madness, and Catriona Taggart walked at her side, silver balefire glowing in her hand and on her arm. Cord watched them go and waited a while before bringing up the rear. He relaxed his grip on his mallet and took instead out of thin air a huge mace. The shaft was 4 feet long, and a great steel head was studded with barbed spikes. And so a man who wasn't real went forward to battle the unreality that birthed him. The air heaved and sparkled around Mother Donna as she walked deeper into the west wing. Distorted, melting creatures fell back before her, their flesh crawling and bubbling like hot wax over a flame. But the floor beneath her feet was just a floor, and the air directly around her was fresh, clear, and pure, and nothing that was not real could tarry in her presence. A few of the more stable creatures tried to block her way. This was where Taggart and Cord made themselves known to the unreal. Taggart cut them down with her Balefire sword. Some way behind the two of them, Cord cut a bloody path through a growing crowd of horrors to keep up with them. His mace rose and fell with inhuman regularity, and the creatures from the dark places couldn't stand against him. And still, Mother Donna strode on, more slowly now as the strain began to tell. Nightmares scuttled around her, changing and reforming even as she looked. The limits of her power grew steadily smaller as the pressure of unreality weighed down upon her. Taggart swung her sword until her arm ached and sweat ran down her heaving sides. But for every creature that fell, there were always more to take its place.
Steward, if you could carve a path. Having to do this so early doesn't bode well.
We'll do what we must, dear.
Right.
Taggart concentrated and called upon her high magic.
Restore! Good job. Quickly now.
The three rushed ahead through the now cleared corridor, but they all knew it wouldn't be for long. The magic took its toll in pain and energy, and all too soon the light was flickering unsteadily. Taggart fought to maintain it, but it had been a long day, and she'd done too much already. The light from the wall torches started to fade. Taggart caught glimpses of eyes coming from the shadows. She still had her sword and shield, but for the first time, she began to wonder if they were going to be enough.
What's wrong?
We're close. There's something else up ahead.
Cord, you keep him back.
I'm in position.
Sweat ran down Donna's straining face as creatures who could not have existed in the real world pressed close about her and the steward. She'd gone as far as she could, as far as her power and her courage could take her, and it hadn't been far enough. The first faint stirrings of panic tugged at her calm, and she wondered suddenly if this was what Grey Davy had felt before the unreal took him. Taggart swung her sword with desperate strength. The sanctuary stood motionless at her side, her eyes clenched shut, despair written openly on her face. Taggart looked back for Cord, but he had disappeared beneath a horde of swarming creatures back down the corridor. The steward fought on, her arms and back, screaming for rest, but the creatures before her wouldn't stay dead. They were unreal, and they were strong in their own world. Taggart wondered what it would be like to die in the unreal world, and if she would stay dead, or if something with her face would return to wage war against Castle Midnight in the cause of unreality.